Father, we're here for you.
We
want to honor you.
We want to
give our lives for your glory. Help us to take you seriously
and
to order our lives around your word.
What I'm
saying, Lord, is I want to obey you.
I want to
know who you are.
I
want to worship you. I want to serve you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 We're continuing our series about who God is. In the first part we said God is uncreated.
And
last week I said God was lavish, he was extreme. He doesn't do anything in a half a
measure.
He pours out his love and his goodness.
And
today I want to speak about God as someone who is scary. He's frightening at
times.
Because we can't see him, sometimes we don't fear him rightly.
Because
we know God is good, sometimes we actually, in a sense, too casual with the things of God.
We
are told that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
And
we should have a reverential awe for God. We should find that He is awesome. When you stand before something that's truly awesome, it's like there's a nervousness in your
stomach.
Like if you imagine that you went to the top of a high mountain and stood right on the edge. It's terrifying. Because one wrong step and you could fall to your death. We were in Chicago in America,
where
one of the world's tallest buildings is standing and you can go to the top. It's unbelievably tall. You go up that building so far that your ears would pop in the lift because the air pressure changes. When the wind's blowing, that building shifts by something like 1 meter at the top. It sways.
You can
feel it.
And
we got to the top, the viewing floor, and one of the people that was in our group was too scared to go to the window. You stand right there at the window and you just look down
and
people are like ants at the bottom. It's incredible. Your stomach feels hollow. You feel nervous in your stomach. That's when you stand and behold something really awesome. There's a part of you that realizes this is very serious. It's like if someone tells you, hands you a gun, a live gun, loaded gun, you feel nervous.
Raha ohatra hoe misy olona zao manolotra anao basy a, efa misy bala ao anatiny a, atolony anao le izy efa vonony iny a.
You should be worried when you see when you see the gendarme carrying an automatic rifle, a gun. What would happen if you smelt alcohol in his breath? You'd feel a bit nervous. Now, people try to sentimentalize Jesus. They tell us Jesus, gentle Jesus, meek and mild. They show off God as some kind of this soft humanitarian who just cares for the needy and offers compassion. Well, it's true, God is merciful and compassionate. But to portray God as only merciful and compassionate is false. An example of this misrepresentation of God is often found in the use of Psalm
46:10.
In verse 10, the psalm says, "Be still and know that I am God."
And
many Christians quote that verse as a kind of a quiet time verse.
As
if you must just come into God's presence and sit quietly. Have a nice quiet time. Feel good with God. Feel like, you know, He's close to you. And that's very often how people use that phrase, "Be still and know that I am God." But it's not how that verse is actually positioned in the psalm. The whole psalm is about conflict. And conflict on a grand scale, I mean like the conflict between nations. So let's read Psalm 46. From verse 1 to 11, I think it's the whole psalm.
Uan ventira natoni kuraita at alamos tunkira andiamanta nuar sieru atsik pamunzi murazo indrindra mifahoriana izy koa izany no tsy atahoratsika na dia ho levina aza ny tany na mifindra ho any amin'ny anatin'ny ranomasina aza ny tendrombohitra na mirondrona sy misamboara voara aza ny onjany ka miorooro ny tendrombohitra noho ny fisafoakany misy ony koa misy ony koa ny sampany dia mampifaly ny tanànan'Andriamanitra fonenana masina masiny avo indrindra Andriamanitra no eo afovoany ka tsy mba hietsika izy Andriamanitra no hamonjy azy rehefa madiva ho maraina ny andro ny tabataba ny firenen-tsamihafa ny kotrakotrana ny fanjakana maro nanonona ny feony izy ka ny empony tany Jehovah ny tompony maro no momba antsika Andriamanitra Jakoba ny fiarovana avo antsika avy jereo ny asan'i Jehovah izay mahatonga faharavana ety an-tany mampitsahatra ady hatramin'ny farany tany izy manapaka ny tsipika sy manito ny lefiny izy ary mandoro ny sarety amin'ny afo mitsahara ka aoka ho fantatrareo fa izao no Andriamanitra hitsandratra amin'ny firenen-tsamihafa aho hisandratra amin'ny tany aho Jehovah tompony maro no momba antsika Andriamanitra Jakoba no aro antsika
So now if we re-examine the context of that verse
Ate reva hoe ijeretsika andray izany ny toerana nahitana an'le andalatsoratra masina
When God says be still and know that I am God
Reva niteny Andriamanitra hoe mitsahara ka aoka ho fantatrareo fa izao no Andriamanitra
He's speaking in the declaration of a kind of a violent overcoming, a violent confrontation. In verse 6 it says the nation's rage.
Eo amin'ny andininy fahaenina miteny hoe ny tabataba ny firenen-tsamihafa.
So the nations are at war.
Izany hoe le firenena zany a ao anatin'ny ady.
People are in conflict with one another.
Ny olona misy mifanandrina amin'ny ady.
This guy declares this is the truth.
Ny tirangana kray ty miteny izao ny fahamarinana.
Someone else says, no, this is the truth.
Ny hafa indray miteny, ah, izao ny fahamarinana.
Someone says, we're the best nation and they rise to take over other nations.
De ny hafa miteny, izay ny firenena tsara indrindra de misandratra izy andeha anatratra na ambabo an'le firenena hafa.
People rebel against God.
Ny olona manohitra an'Andriamanitra.
Whole civilizations going their own way, doing their own thing.
Ny civilization na isan-karazany samy mandeha amin'ny lalany avy, samy manao an'izay tiany atao avy.
And then God comes.
De tonga Andriamanitra.
And in verse 9 it says, well in verse 8 it says, Behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth.
De eo amin'ny andininy fahavalo izy miteny hoe avio jereo ny asan'i Jehovah izay mahatonga faharavana ety an-tany.
In other words, he comes and brings judgment and destruction.
Izany hoe tonga izy amitondra fitsarana sy fandravana.
He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. In other words, he puts a stop to all that strife.
Mampitsahatra ady hatramin'ny farany tany izy izany hoe raha tenenina amin'ny teny hafa hoe izy mihitsy mampitsahatra an'izany ohatrany hoe ady atao izany
fikomina
izany
This is a picture of when Jesus comes back.
Ity de sary ho any hoe rehefa hiverina Jesosy
He breaks the bow and shatters the spear and burns the chariots with fire.
Manapaka ny tsipikany izy sy manito ny lefiny ary mandoro ny saretiny amin'ny afo.
That's all of man's strength. He just destroys it.
Zandetsan de le erin'olombelona simbainy le izy.
Armies can be flying their helicopters.
Ny Europa tafika dia afaka ny hoe mampanidina ny helikoptera.
And God just crashes them on the ground.
Dia ataon'Andriamanitra potsitra eo amin'ny tany.
Across the whole earth, he destroys man's strength.
Manerana an'izao tontolo izao afaka manimba ny herin'olombelona izy.
And then he roars over them be still and know that I am God.
Te tenam ruan ruan na mensenism tenam tsareve mitsa arakao ko fantatareo fa izano andriamanitra.
I will be exalted among the nations, I will be exalted in the earth.
Isandratram firenetsa miafao isandratram tanya.
This is why when Jesus returns, it's known as the great and terrible day of our Lord.
Izany no antony tenena na hoe rehefa hiverina Jesosy ny fafantarana izay andro izay dia andro goavana tsara sy mampatahotra ny tompo.
Because God is a God who will destroy his enemies.
Satria andriamanitra dia ilay andriamanitra izay anorotoro ny fahavalony.
God is a God who will destroy his enemies, then this asks the question, where do you stand with God?
In
that psalm, the celebration for the righteous was that they had made God their refuge. They had found their hiding place in God. In other words, if God is a God who destroys his enemies, then it's best that you are not an enemy of God when he
returns.
But some of us still disregard God in this life. We say we're a Christian, but then we live for ourselves.
And
we disobey his laws. We steal, we lie. We have sex outside of marriage. We do all kinds of things that are offensive to God. We behave like an enemy of God. That can't be right. When you read what kind of a God we have, we should tremble before him. And never take sin lightly in our lives. As much as God has loved us and forgiven us our sins, we should still be terrified by God's attitude towards sin. Let's read from Revelation chapter 6.
From verse 14 to 16.
This is where the Lamb of God is opening the seals. He's beginning to execute judgments. It's Jesus, our Savior, taking action against those who rejected God. We read from verse 9 of chapter 6. Through to verse 17.
Arefa nivahana ny orona kase fahadimy dia hitako teo ambanin'ny altara ny fanahiny izay vovono noho ny tenin'Andriamanitra sy ny filazana izay no azoniny. Ary niantso tamin'ny feo mahery izy nanao hoe, Tompo, masina sy marino, mandra-pahoviana no tsy hitsaranao sy hamalianao ny ranay amin'izay monina eny ambonin'ny tany. Ar sam numena kans futs lavis ret ar nasena niala sasatra kele lu izi mandra pa tapchini panumpu naman sinra lani izayefa ufunu nataka asku ar naita fa refa nuvan tumkasefa yen tenisi ururtan mafi ary tonga mainty tahaka ny lamba volonosy fisaonana ny masoandro ary tonga tahaka ny raha avokoa ny volana ary ny kintana tamin'ny lanitra dia niraraka tamin'ny tany toy ny aviavy manintsana voan'ny manta raha hozongozonin'ny rivotra mahery izy dia lasa tahaka ny taratasy voahorina ny lanitra ary ny tendrombohitra sy ny nosy rehetra dia nafindra ny ala tamin'ny fitoerany ary ny mpanjaka ny tany sy ny lehibe sy ny mpife arivo sy ny mpanankarena sy ny lehilahy mahery mba amin'ny andevo rehetra sy ny tsy andevo rehetra dia niery tao amin'ny lavaka sy tao amin'ny vatolampy eny an-tendrombohitra ary hoy izy tamin'ny tendrombohitra sy ny vatolampy mianjerah aminay ka feno izahay amin'ny tavan'ilay mipetraka eo ambonin'ny seza fiandrianana sy amin'ny fahatezeran'ny zanak'ondry fa tonga ny andro lehiben'ny fahatezeran'ireo ka iza ny mahajanona.
Can you picture that?
Afaka alainareo sary an-tsaina ve zany?
The idea that you would rather a big rock crush you than that you would have to see the anger of God's wrath.
Lewe lehevitra hoe avelo le vatolampy be yenjera aty aminay fa tsy te hahita an'le yendrika le zanak'ondry.
You could have been the richest or the most powerful.
Afaka ny hoe le mety hoe le mpanankarena be sy ilay mahery be mahery indrindra.
And you've run to hide underground hoping the ground collapses on you.
De lasa mandeha miafina any ambanin'ny tany a ary miandrandra manantena mihitsy na engany mba hienjeran'ny tany ato a.
The things that we think are great.
Le zavatra eritreretintsika hoe goavana na lehibe.
Like the island on which we live. It's removed. That means every grave, every tomb in Madagascar is just thrown into the sea. And the things people worship. Like they look at the stars. And they call a special fortune teller to tell them when's the right date for something. And astrologers look to the stars to predict. But it tells us in verse 13. The stars of the sky fell to the earth like a fig tree shedding its winter fruit when you shake it. In other words, God's showing He is superior to all of man's religion and superstition. You think you can discern the times by looking at the stars. He can shake the stars out of the sky. Every person who ever went to a fortune teller,
ny olona rehetra izay mandeha makany amin'ireny mpanandro na hoe mpanampahita zavatra
ireny consulted a wise man to get an answer about something.
Hoe mandeha mitady olo-kendry hitadiavana vahaolana ny amin'ny zavatra anankiray.
God saying, I spit on that.
Ozy izy Andriamanitra za dia mandrorany izany.
You should have prayed to me. Because I'm the only God. He will triumph over all powers. And not only will He show Himself to be above them, but He will destroy them. See, this book of Revelation it may not be easy to understand.
But
it's not hard to understand some of what's going on. Let's read from Revelation
19.
From verse 11 to
16. Ary nahita ny lanitra voasokatra ka indro ny soavaly fotsy ary izay nitaingina azy dia atao hoe mahatoky sy marina ary amin'ny fahamarinana no hitsarany sy hiadiny ary ny masony dia lelafo ary tamin'ny lohany nisy diadema maro ary izy manana anarana voasoratra izay tsy misy mahalala akory afa-tsy ny tenany ihany ary ny akanjo-akanjo voafafira izy ary ny anarany antso atsy hoe ny tenin'andriamanitra ary ny atokony ny miaramila any an-danitra dia nanaraka azy samy mitaingina soavaly fotsy sy ny akanjo rongony madinika sady fotsy no madio ary misy sabatra maranitra mivoaka avy amin'ny vavany mba amelezany ny firenena ary izy anapaka azy amin'ny teimby ary izy no manitsaka ny famiazana ny divain'ny firehetany fahatezeran'Andriamanitra tsytoa ary manana anarana voasoratra amin'ny lambany sy ny feny izy nanao hoe mpanjaka ny mpanjaka sy tompony tompo ary hitako fa
I don't know what your picture of God is.
Tsaiko hoe ohatrany ahoana ny fomba fahitanao an'Andriamanitra na hoe ny sary anananao ny amin'Andriamanitra.
But I know this, that John, the disciple that speaks about Jesus' special love for him, he says he's the disciple that Jesus loved.
Fa sama fantatra hoe le mpianatra izay nilaza nanambara izy hoe le mpianatra izay tiany Jesus.
John used to hang out with Jesus on earth.
John na dia niara-nandeha tamin'Andriamanitra tamin'ny Jesosy izy tety ambonin'ny tany.
And they used to eat together, talk, walk together.
Dia niara-nisakafo ry zareo, niara-mandeha, miresaka.
And the picture of John at the Last Supper is he's leaning back against Jesus' shoulder. He's literally having some good bro time there. He's like, they're like brothers.
Arn sarn John ny amle tamin'ny fiarahana zareo misakafo farany iny dia somary mitanila kely ohatra ireny hoe prala tena hoe mifankatia ireny mitanila kely ohatra n'izao eo aminazy eo.
And that's the wonder of God's love for us, that he invites us to draw near to him and to enjoy him.
Ary izany tokoa ny fahagaganany amin'ilay fitiavan'Andriamanitra hoe manasa antsika izy ankafy anazy tena hoe iti anazy ankafy azy.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that picture. It's a beautiful picture.
Tena tsy misy maharatsy an'izany kisarisary ananana izany mihitsy tena saritsara izany.
If you can't feel the warmth of God's affection at times, then you need to get to know him more. You need to become a son or a daughter.
Raha ohatra ianao ka tsy mahatsapa n'le fa ny hafanany izany fitiavan'Andriamanitra izany dia mila mahatsapa an'izany ianao, mila tonga zanany ianao na zanany lahy ianao na zanany vavy.
I'm all for us understanding that we've been adopted as Christians. When we're believers, we've been embraced by the love of God. How precious it is that we can be close to God, that we can enjoy him. The same apostle John,
there is a John zayan le you apostle you yan yanku
when he had this vision that he's written down, this revelation. He speaks of seeing Jesus in his glory. And he says, I fell at his feet as though I were dead. The same Jesus. But now in glory and majesty and power. As a Christian, I say, I'm with Jesus. Not because I'm good, but because he's kind, because he's merciful. But I say, I have made friends with Jesus because he offered friendship to me. As with John, I can recline against his shoulder. I can feel peace and comfort and strength in my Savior. This Lamb of God who's taken away my sin. But as I'm reclining, I'm aware this is the Lion of Judah. Have you ever leaned up against a lion? That thing's head is like this big. If a lion turns, opens its mouth, it can just wow, and you finished. A lion is a meat-eating carnivore. It kills animals. And if I lean up against the Lion of Judah, there's that nervous feeling in my stomach. I'm in the presence of someone awesome. If I offend him, he could turn and destroy me. I only live because of the grace of God. This is the God we serve. He is the Lamb and the Lion. Let's read to close. I want to read Psalm 2. Just let the word of God speak to you.
Psalm
2 from verse 1 to
12. Nahoana no mitabataba ny jentilisy ary misaina anoany foana ny firenena ireo mpanjaka ny tany mitsangana ary mpanapaka miara-mioko anohitra ny Jehovah sy ny Mesiany ka manao hoe aoka ho tosantsika ny famatorany ka aritsika hiala amintsika ny famehezany izay mipetraka any an-danitra miome ny tompo maneso ireo sady teny azy amin'ny fahavinirana izy ka ampangororo azy amin'ny fahatezerany hoe izao kosa efa nanendry ny mpanjakako tambonin'ny ziona tendrombohitro masina ilaza zava-boatendry aho Jehovah nilaza tamiko hoe zanako ianao izao niteraka anao androany mangata amiko dia omeko olovanao ny jentilisy ary ny farany tany ho fanananao otorotoroinao amin'ny tehimby izy toy ny famaky vilany tany no anamontsa mitsananao azy ary amin'izany dia andre ianareo ry mpanjaka minoa anatra ianareo ry mpitsarany tany manompoan'i Jehovah amin'ny fahatahorana ary mifalia amin'ny fangovitana manoroa ny zanaka fandrao utestiska uveri eny andalana ianareo fa vetivety dia irehitra ny fahatezerany sambatra izay rehetra mialoka aminy.
Can you see the beautiful contrasts?
Hitanareo ve le fahasamihafana tsara tarehy ao anatin'ilay izy?
Blessed are those who take refuge in him.
Sambatra izay mialoka ao aminy na hoe manao azy ho fiarovany.
But when you take refuge in God, you're taking refuge in the Almighty.
Fa raha ohatra ianao ka mialoka ao amin'Andriamanitra dia tena hoe mialoka ao amin'ilay avo indrindra ianao.
Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling.
Manompo an'Andriamanitra amin'ny fahatahorana dia mifalia amin'ny fangovitana.
What that really tells me is the whole way I live my life before God.
Zavatra resantsa ny zavatra tenzany amiko dia hoe ny fomba rehetra iainako ny fiainako eo anatrehan'Andriamanitra.
It's not casual or presumptuous.
Tsy tokony hoe maivamaivandanja na tsy mirara.
I don't treat his grace as something cheap.
Tsy hoe raisiko tahaka ny zavatra maivandanja ny fahasoavana izay omeny.
I don't come on a Sunday and give him lukewarm worship.
Tsy hoe tonga rehefa alahady dia manome fiankofana na fiderana matimaty.
I don't put money in the offering thinking, how much can I trick God into accepting the least possible?
Tsy hoe mametraka vola ao anatin'ny fanatitra dia manao hoe otrina reny ho famitahako an'Andriamanitra hoe farafahakeliny tokony ho arotsako na hoe farafahabetsany tokony ho arotsako.
I don't sleep with my girlfriend thinking God doesn't really care.
Tsy hoe mandeha miara-matory amin'ny sipako aho dia mieritreritra hoe tsy dia rarahin'Andriamanitra izany.
When I'm dealing with this God.
Raha ity Andriamanitra ity no tena hoe ifandraharahako.
This is our God.
Izany ilay Andriamanitrantsika.
A God that will hold every single person who ever lived to account before him.
Izay Andriamanitra izay miazona ny tsirairay avy ho ampamoany ao anatrehany tahaka an'izany.
And the only reason I get away with my sins is because I've laid my life before him and said, I need your forgiveness.
Ny antokana hoe ahafahako miala ny amin'ny fahotako dia ny fitondrako ny fiainako eo anatrehana atosako eo aminy dia hosy izaho hoe mangataka famelan-kelo ka.
The only way to escape the wrath of God is in the forgiveness that Jesus gives us.
Ny lalana tokana fa hatsika mitsoaka miala ny fahatezeran'Andriamanitra dia amin'ny alalan'ny famelan-kelo ka izay nomeny Jesosy atsika.
I won't take that lightly.
Tsy ho raisiko toy ny zavatra maivandanja.
I won't treat that grace as if it was something shallow or cheap.
Tsy ho raisiko toy ny zavatra marivorivo na mora vidy na maivamaivandanja izany fahasoavan'Andriamanitra izany.
I don't want to live my life as if I'm not living it before God.
Tsy hiainako ny fiainako hoe tahaka ny hoe tsy hiainako eo anatrehan'Andriamanitra.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, your word is challenging.
You are an
awesome God.
You are mighty.
You are strong. We couldn't stand in your presence if not for what you did on the cross, Jesus.
As
we worship you and praise you, may we tremble.
And
if it were not for your mercy and grace, we would be destroyed.
As it is,
our lives are held on a thread. If not for you, We have no security, Lord. You hold our lives in your hands. We live and exist at your mercy. Be gracious to us, God. Thank you for your Son. Thank you for saving us. We want to hide ourselves and take refuge in you. We want to honor you and live to please you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. There's a list at the back for guys who want to help.